As U.S. Vice President Joe Biden presides over the formal end to U.S. combat operations in Iraq, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki today announced that Iraq has gained independence and that its security forces would now deal with all threats, whether external or domestic. John Kelly has this report.
Just under 50,000 U.S. combat troops remain in Iraq, down from a peak of 170,000 at the height of the military surge in 2007. In his weekly address from the Oval Office on Friday, U.S. President Barack Obama said that the winding down of combat operations in Iraq is an important milestone for his administration.
As a candidate for this office, I pledged I would end this war. As president, that's what I'm doing.
The remaining troops are what the military calls advise and assist brigades and will be in the country not only to train the Iraqi soldiers, but also to help with emergencies.
In the months ahead, our troops will continue to support and train Iraqi forces, partner with Iraqis in counterterrorism missions, and protect our civilians and military efforts.
Retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General James Dubik was in charge of training Iraqi forces in 2007 and 2008. He says any request for U.S. troops to stay beyond 2011 must come from Iraqi leaders, and that cannot happen until Iraq forms a new government.
The Iraqi government will have to form. They'll have to recognize that our legal standing for being in Iraq ends in 2011. And should they want our help, they'll have to ask, and the governments will have to renegotiate some satisfactory arrangement.
Vice President Biden is expected to make a new appeal to Iraqi leaders, including Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and political arch-rival and former Premier Iyad Alawi, to end the deadlock and to seat a new government. I'm John Kelly.